If I have the choice, to be honest, what I prefer to do is the job where I do the whole process from beginning to end. I have a couple of projects of my own which I'm working out the story and I'm writing them. One of these, I've written the story, and for the last 10 years, I've been slowly producing it a page at a time in between paid work. Another story, I'm still working out the details of it, and eventually I hope to write it and then to draw it. And to be in the position that some of the European or the major American creators are in, where you can actually take a project and just produce the whole thing from beginning to end, from the idea through to the finished work, that would be ideal for me. But my problem is that my entire income comes from comics, and I cannot draw two comics at a time. I'm not slow, but I'm not very fast. So it means that if I'm to draw a comic, that must be my whole occupation for a period of time. And I can either draw other people's comics and receive a reasonable income, or I can draw my own comics and receive almost no money. So as a result of this, I find myself still in a very good position, which is that I produce all of the artwork myself. I work with a number of very good writers, in particularly my friend Ian Edgington, who I have a very close association with, lasting now 15, 20 years. And we plan projects together, and then from that we will talk very closely, and he will produce a script, and then I will produce the artwork. And I am allowed to suggest things to go into the script, and he is allowed to suggest changes to the artwork. And as a result of this, we get a very good end result. And so I think that is as close to the ideal as I will get. If I had to pick one operation, one single part, it's difficult. Colouring is attractive for the ignoble reason that I can make a lot of money doing colouring, because I can do it very quickly. So colouring is not very well paid, but if I have enough colouring, I can just go through it and earn money very quickly. The drawback to that, though, is that if I'm colouring other people's work and I'm working very quickly, I tend to burn out quite quickly. So, and the periods when I've been only a colourist, I can only do good work on that for maybe a year at a time, and then I have to go and do something else. I just start repeating myself. Mm-hmm. But it also has to be understood that my changing between all these different areas in comics is really as a result of chance as much as anything else. And what you'll notice is that up until about 2000-2001, I did a whole variety of different things. And then since 2001, I've really been an artist who produces long projects. And what that shows is that in 2001, I finally did a comic that sold, and they gave me another one, and then they gave me another one, and that's been my career since. So to a large extent, the periods as inker and colorist and so on were finding ways to make income from coloring before I was popular enough to rate projects of my own. I still, however, do occasional little pieces of work, especially with my friend Mark Buckingham, who I've known since we were both at college. And for example, at the moment, I'm doing some covers with him for DC. He is drawing them, but there is this very complex assembly to be done in Photoshop, where he does some paintings and some drawings, and then I put them all together and I add colour to them. So that's an interesting technical challenge, and it's great fun to work with an old friend, and that's the main reason I do that sort of thing. But generally speaking, now to be someone who actually gets to draw comic projects complete is the great satisfaction. That's what I've always wanted to do.